Hey, it's the Moral Marriage Podcast. Last episode, we talked a little bit about comfort zone at the very end. And I just want to say, you have got a stellar host here. My wife is dying of a headache here. It's moving around, she said, and she's not feeling good today. So give her some love, send her a DM, make her feel happy. Okay, today I want to talk about this. Disrespect equals mad respect. We're going to talk about why peace is so important in the home.
Stop trying to lead and make decisions all the time.
You should not be proud if you raised your voice and screamed at them.
No matter what.
I'm Cass.
And I'm Catherine. Why am I allowing him to do this in front of our children? Why am I allowing this to happen at all? You don't get to say whatever you want to a man and push him to the point where he snaps.
I might have been a really bad man the other day, but today I went out of my way to be a good man and she thanked me for it.
That you always want to act in the direction you want to go. So
he is just a paycheck. What about his needs?
We're Moral Marriage.
Let's flip divorce statistics with the new marriage.
You know, I don't know where women are at with this, but I know that men in my program, they can't stand being disrespected. And we hear this stuff all the time, right? Men need food, air, water, edification, i.e. respect and sex. Okay. And I think at least you should be starting to recognize that I believe there's so many more needs that you'll never understand until you can pull out your wife's feminine, her loving, empathetic, compassionate self, the woman who gives you mad respect. Okay. Anything you want to say about women on that real quick?
Not yet.
Okay.
Actually, I will say one thing. Respect and disrespect. It's really triggering for a man. One thing I've noticed with my women is that if my women use the word, please be respectful to me, or please don't disrespect me, men just lose it. It's a trigger word.
Interesting.
For them. And they also, I think it's because men don't like being disrespected. They need to be respected. It is something women need love. Men need respect. That is actually real.
For sure.
And of course, women need respect and men need love, but in general. And so there's even a trigger around the word, but I'll let you come back.
Yeah, I think that's great. Before I move on, I'm going to just touch on that. I think that's wonderful. I think it's interesting. I'd like to talk to my men about that. I don't remember back then, but what I will say is this, my best hypothesis would be that because we don't feel like, say, you're not having enough sex, that means we don't feel like we are being loved, i.e. we're not being respected. That's not even including disrespectful things that were said, you know, disrespectful glances, you know, things like that, anything like that, right? So, yeah, I could see why it would trigger a man for sure.
They're feeling disrespected. And so when they're asked for respect or accused of disrespect, it just makes them come unglued.
Yeah, it's the whole tit for tat thing. You're keeping score, all this stuff that we talk about in our episodes. But I think this is really important to understand. When you learn to respond, not react, okay? Essentially, you create a safe place for your partner. Okay. Now, if you're a man, I think it's your responsibility to do that. I call it the green light in my program. Okay. Where you have to create the tone in your home, the atmosphere, the energy. And hey, if you're worried about having to do that as a man, when you get the partnership thing nailed down, we do it together. Okay. But at the end of the day, I still need to be the one that can provide the safe place for Catherine to feel. Her feelings come first, facts later. Feelings first, facts later. Okay. So that's not always easy, by the way. But let's just say Catherine says something. She's having a bad day. She says something that sounds disrespectful to me. Okay. When I respond and don't react, then I earn respect. Okay. What I want you guys to take away, the biggest thing today is some of you are getting some incredible disrespect. Obviously, Catherine's not going to say something to me at this stage in our marriage where it's completely disrespectful. In fact, when I was having that narc out weeks ago, the stupid narc out, you know, like you see the episode with that, like we were laughing. Okay. And why? Because Catherine used the tool. She would never, you know, I slipped because I have a thing up here going on that is a problem that I have to manage. Okay. But Catherine, because of the partnership, facilitates some of the success when that sort of thing would happen. We could be on a date and I'll kind of take something differently. If I haven't caught it yet, she could be like, well, that's not true. You guys can all use that line. We both know that's not true. Okay. But that's a whole nother episode. Now.
So he was saying a lot of you have women that are giving, like dishing out a lot of respect. And he you just let in with, I'm not doing it like that. But for those of you who are getting a lot of respect, a lot of disrespect.
Yeah. Think about it. First thing you need to understand is this. So you want to earn respect, right? So you can't be disrespectful. That's on you. It doesn't matter what your partner does. So yes, you need to learn to respond and not react, but that's really what that's about. What's your fucking goal? Do you want to be respected? Then be respectful. Like a lot of you guys, you don't even realize, we just talked about love, right? Women and men need love, right? Okay, sure, women might need it more, men might need respect more, but we all need all these things. So if you want it, give it. That's how you start. That's called leadership. If you're listening to this podcast, you're the one who gives a shit. So you're the one who better be doing the work and showing the respect. So that's step one, okay? When you're respectful, even when they're disrespectful, I don't care if she kicks you in the balls. Listen, before I lose you, pay attention to this. She didn't just kick you in the balls on the first date. Do you agree? I think we can all agree, because you probably wouldn't have gone on a second date, okay? If you did, after she kicked you in the balls on the first date, you're a fucking idiot, okay? So let's just assume that she didn't kick you in the balls for, let's say, years, okay? But what happened between the time that she kicked you in the balls? Because besides cheating, that's probably got to be the worst disrespect you can have. That's your balls, okay? Right? Plus she's saying whatever she's saying while she's laughing at you on the floor, okay? Like, let's get real. So you have to now own the fact that it didn't just happen. In fact, if she feels comfortable enough to be that disrespectful, you obviously enabled it. The behavior. You means you allowed it to get that worse. What was it like first? Like, what, you guys had a disagreement? There was a little minor disrespect. You guys eventually start doing some passive aggressive remarks, name calling. How many times did you throw around, I'm leaving you? How many times did you compare to an ex? How many times did you, I don't have to go through all this. You all know what you do, and it's wrong and it's disrespectful. So now the second step is to notice, well, okay, I better take more responsibility for that respect that I want, because I've been disrespectful. Guys, and this can go both ways. I'm just using the example of a man getting kicked in the balls. Okay. Now, whatever it is that you think is disrespectful, which is all the problems that you have in your relationship, you can now really acknowledge that I better work even harder to earn the respect by giving more of it. And then you're going to have to go back to safety and trust and let all this stuff happen. And when you do this long enough, you start to earn respect. Why? Guys, I didn't make cliches like this up. Kill them with kindness. Like, figure it out, man. Gratitude. If you haven't tried it, start giving more. Give more thank yous. True thank yous. How many of you guys just say please and thank you? Like, she brings you some food or he picks up whatever from the store and you're just like, thanks.
Most people don't even say thanks.
It's true.
We have to teach people. I think it's funny that you said, I don't make these cliches up, and then you said kill them with kindness, and the next thing that you said was gratitude. I laughed a little bit because it's not a cliche, but it is a concept that we have to teach. You know that you learned manners when you were a child, but it goes far beyond manners. It's the way you speak, the way you show gratitude, when you lose your entitlement, when you lose the complacency and you actually come together as partners, that gratitude. I have a quiz called Do You Need a Gratitude Adjustment? Because the gratitude is connected to the attitude, which can breed connection or disconnection. You guys have heard me say that a million times. But I think, you know, the whole disrespect equals mad respect. I didn't know how this was going to go. I didn't know what that meant, but I'm going to sum it all up for you guys. If your wife, I'm going to just say it in one direction. If your wife is disrespectful to you as a husband, and you can prevent yourself from reacting and you can respond with what? Feelings first, facts later, you're going to give her that space to feel. You always have the right to ask her for a reframe and to set some boundaries around that communication. But as Cass said, you've enabled this to happen. And so you can't just shut it down overnight and say, you can't speak to me that way. Address the feelings, respond to her in a civil way, kill her with kindness. And then she is going to, that way you're earning her respect. Don't let her walk all over you, but you're earning her respect. She's going to see the kindness. She's going to see that you're not reacting to her. Maybe that's what fueled it all before. And that's what has gotten you into this mess. She'll see that. And then this disrespect, the initial disrespect that she showed, could translate into respect because you're setting the pace for the future. What do you call it? Structure. You set the structure for the future.
The direction for where you want to go. I want to clarify one thing before we end this too. So feelings first, facts later. That's her feelings if you're a dude. Okay. And women, just because you're allowed to be in your feminine flow, you also don't want to be puking your feelings. Your man probably doesn't have the skills to address those feelings yet, unless he's done a program like mine. Like, we just have to understand there is a lot that goes into this. But if you, whether you work with us or not, can start thinking that I need to give more of what I want, disrespect is one of the easiest things to understand, because you're obviously not going to get more, right? But gratitude sometimes just goes unnoticed. But you can't argue with somebody who's angry and doesn't slam doors calling somebody a cunt or a bitch. Like, you can't. If you're just actually being true to who you want to be, looking in the mirror, at the end of the day, you're not being disrespectful. They can't say that you are. Like, you have to understand how easy this is, which, doing this long enough, what does it get you? Mad respect. All right, guys, we'll see you next time.
Bye.